And as we were discussing earlier, Australia's treatment of asylum seekers is heavily criticised by the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva overnight. And that criticism coincided with a renewed push within federal Labor, within the federal opposition, to close the detention centres on Nauru and Manus Island. Labor MP Melissa Park will present a motion to the Labor caucus meeting in Canberra today, demanding an end to offshore processing unless an appropriate standard of care can be provided. Melissa Park, welcome to RM Breakfast.
Thanks, Fran. Good morning.
You're going to present this motion to caucus this morning. A year ago, you did something similar. What exactly are you calling for now?
Well, in the motion, we recall the fact that there's been a further deterioration in the conditions in the intervening 17 months since the last motion. We note that there are continuing credible reports of abuses and assaults and rapes and attempted suicides of asylum seekers and refugees, including children on Nauru and Manus Island. We note the lack of oversight and transparency and the culture of secrecy that surrounds the whole system. And we note that these conditions are contrary to our obligations under the Refugee Convention and other human rights treaties. And they're also contrary to the values of the Labor Party that are expressed in the 2015 National Platform. And some of those values that are expressed include the fact that detention that is indefinite or otherwise arbitrary is not acceptable, that detention is only to be used as a last resort and for the shortest practicable time, that people in detention will be treated fairly and reasonably within the law, that people will be provided with an appropriate standard of care, including health, mental health and education services, that conditions of detention will ensure the inherent dignity of the human person, that Labor believes that as a country, Australia must not harm people, and that Labor will ensure that all Australian government involvement in detention facilities it operates or funds is subject to transparent, independent oversight.
Okay.
And those conditions are manifestly not present.
Okay, so those conditions are not present, and those conditions are what the caucus backed a year ago. So now you're coming back and you're calling upon the government to immediately ensure the conditions of offshore detention and meet with human rights standards and independent oversight. Otherwise, they should close down the centres. So what would need to happen, given what you just described there about the conditions currently, what would need to happen, in your view, on Nauru and Manus to mean they do meet with the human rights standards and there is appropriate independent oversight?
Well, exactly those conditions that I set out earlier, that we don't have indefinite and arbitrary detention, that people's claims are processed in an expeditious manner, that that people are only held for as long as they need to be held and for a very short time, that they are treated appropriately and given the right standard of care and particular mental health services.
Okay, so at least one part of that, the Labor spokesperson, Richard Marles, echoes. He's calling again for transparency within our detention centres. He's calling on the minister, for instance, in relation to the events on Christmas Island over the last 2 days, to be accountable and transparent, but by and large for greater transparency within our detention centres. Is that the first step?
Well, that's certainly part of what's necessary, but you know, we've got a fundamental value in our platform that Australia as a country must not harm people, and clearly we are harming people, and I don't think that the community finds that acceptable, and certainly the large majority of the Labor Party doesn't find that acceptable.
So given that, and given one of your demands is that conditions meet human rights standards and independent oversight, and you talk about the harm and you talk about the credible reports of abuse and rape and attempted suicide and the harming, in your view, is it ever possible to make these offshore detention centres meet human rights standards?
Well, I think it would be very, very difficult. And that's why we have to be looking at the broader view of a regional protection framework. As the Houston panel, which actually preceded Labor's restarting of offshore processing, set out, it said that has to go hand in hand with setting up a system of not pushing people, not punishing people for coming to Australia, but processing people in UNHCR centres in neighbouring countries and bringing them to Australia by navy or airplane in our humanitarian intake. We have to make the conditions safe in transit countries to give them hope and to give them some safety so that they don't need to get on leaky boats.
Melissa Park, you're a Labor member of the Labor caucus. Your party, your leadership does not agree with you. Labor supports the offshore processing in Nauru and Manus Island. Why haven't you been able to convince your leadership that this is wrong? You feel so strongly about this, and most people in your caucus don't agree with you either.
Well, I think that the political class has really let the Australian community down on this issue. I've had a lot of people writing to me in the past couple of weeks, including the National Council of Churches, more than 260 prominent citizens for Change on asylum seekers have signalled their support for the motion, including, I note, Jack Thompson, who, as a goodwill ambassador for UNHCR, has produced four documentaries on the plight of refugees. And he wrote, in talking about our motion and about the documentaries that he'd done, that they did not appear to be opportunists or victims. They looked like heroes to me, seeking refuge and a better life for themselves and their families in the face of extraordinary odds. I regard our current policy as inhuman and cruel. As an Australian citizen, I'm ashamed of our government's policy regarding asylum seekers. Now, that's echoed by doctors and nurses who've been protesting, by grandmothers for refugees, by priests and pastors sitting in MPs' offices protesting children in detention.
And yet still your party supports the government's policy and supports offshore processing. Are you ashamed of your party?
Well, there's a very strong group within the party, including Labor for Refugees and the union movement, that's very opposed. And I think that it's actually obvious to any fair-minded person that conditions on Nauru and Manus are ghastly and unacceptable. This is a system that's been set up and designed to break people in secret and at enormous cost to the Australian taxpayer to the tune of billions of dollars. It's causing serious damage to human beings and also to our reputation, as we've seen by overnight from the Human Rights Council.
So can I just ask you finally, yeah. You're a human rights lawyer. Is there any point in Australia signing up to international conventions, given what you just said, and any point in Labor having a policy platform if the government of this country and your party so egregiously breach them, which is what you believe?
Well, these are human rights treaties that we've signed up, we've been signed up to for a long time, and it's because of our great record on human rights traditionally that we're applying for a seat on the Human Rights Council. We pride ourselves as a nation on being outward looking and believing in the fair go and tolerance and egalitarianism. And how does that lovely picture sit with the reality of how we're treating our fellow human beings who've looked to us for help only to be turned aside or imprisoned in what can only be described as gulags? Now, I welcome the criticism that we're receiving from a huge range of countries in the global community. And I don't know of any other developed country that spends billions of dollars making desperate, vulnerable people as miserable as possible. And frankly, the lack of transparency and secrecy around the government's actions and paying people smugglers and is reminiscent of the worst kinds of regimes. So we absolutely deserve to be criticised.
Okay, Melissa Park, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Melissa Park is the Federal Labor member for Fremantle in WA. It's 8:20 on Breakfast.